Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And that Texit Coin today, October 1st, 2025, is sitting right at $4.94 USD. I tell you, they're out there hashing at about 400 gigahashes per second with that mining operation out there in the great state of Texas. And they have signed up 34,391 people to take part and participate in that mining. If you want to get in on this and get a mind share yourself so you're not left behind, you want to get a seat on this rocket before it takes off, because once it's gone, it's gone. Be sure to send an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's T-E-X-I-T-M-I-N-E-S @gmail.com. Include that word palm, P-A-L-M, in the subject line to make sure to get that discount. But go ahead and send that email and they'll get back with you and give you lots of information so you can get in on this Texit Coin. All right, folks, enjoy the show.
Hello there and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are so grateful to be back here with y'all today. We got these long sleeves on, about to freeze to death. I'm right here beside Professor Barlow. What do you think, sir?
It's at 72, so I don't have the blue.
72s, no blues.
But there's a little breeze, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, we don't get a breeze when it's hot.
No, you never get a breeze when it's hot. In this area of Florida, anyway.
Yeah.
I can't say it's that way everywhere.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of things in this area of Florida. We don't get no money. We don't get to make a living. But I tell you what, we got a lot of things to be grateful for.
We got plenty of trees.
Plenty of trees. We can hide out in the woods.
And people don't know what it's like living in woods. It's very different than other places you live. Like when you live in woods, you can have a neighbor like 200 yards away
and never see him.
You ain't seen him in 15 years.
Right.
You ain't seen your house in 30 years. It's a weird thing.
It changes a man when he's stuck in the woods.
But you know they're out there. Well, old lady so-and-so's over there, old man so-and-so's over there, and you would see if they died in the obituaries, but that's all you know. Yeah.
I mean, and if they needed you, they'd let you know.
Yeah, if they needed help, they'd let you know. Right, right. You might not see them for 15 years.
Yeah. You know, Allison Horton texted me the other day, and Miss Horton couldn't get out.
I hadn't seen her in 15 years.
Yeah, I hadn't seen her, but, a tree, you know, these trees fall, you know, especially them laurel oaks. And she had a tree across the driveway. Well, you know. And there you go. I didn't get the text in time to go help somebody else.
I have not laid on their house in 30 years. Eyes on their house in 30 years, right. and it's 200 yards through the woods.
It's amazing.
Being raised, living in woods is different and does something to you psychologically. Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why we're still here. But hey, something else to be grateful for. I think this is like episode 54, Douglas.
We're getting up there. It's like a year's worth of work. So in a Palm and Pine, we've given you a year's worth of work in like 9 months.
The rate of productivity, creativity, I tell you, it is unmatched out
here. Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery. Shenanigans. All that good. We've touched every subject from the skunk ape to three-eyed Atlas and everything in between.
Right.
In that 54 episodes.
Right.
And we're gonna roll into something, and I want to talk about this real quick, Douglas. We're coming up on Halloween.
Halloween.
And so we're going to do a special thing for Halloween.
Day of the Dead, yes.
And I thought it would be very fitting. I've done a lot of bat work in the past.
We're talking about
them flying things.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a field trip, and I want to talk about that a little bit to kick off today's episode, to kind of key it up, let everybody know where we're going with this.
We're going to go to a big bat box and check it out.
Yes.
In the evening. They come out in the evening, yes. They drop down, yes.
Right. So what I want to talk about first, you know, all of my life, I've always loved flight.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
To the extent that I even became a commercial pilot. I wanted to be able to
That's
fly.
That's what your last girlfriend told me.
Yeah.
The boy's flighty.
Yeah, flighty. Very flighty. But I've always loved flight, and because of that, I even like animals that fly.
Oh, right? Okay, yes.
So I'm a big birder.
Yes, yeah. Who doesn't like a bird?
Yeah, I love birds. Yeah, there's nothing freer than a bird.
A bird.
And that's Ronnie Van Zant right there.
There's a wonderful bird.
Nothing freer than a bird or Florida man.
Yes.
I've always loved birds. And then, of course, the other thing I like is bats. Because, again, they're the only flying mammal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
right.
Really unique that they are able of powered flight.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, right.
And
without feathers even.
Right.
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 And so that's the first point I want to make, and you said it perfectly. Bats are not birds. Okay?
Right,
so
right.
Some people get confused.
But we're not including the flying squirrel.
No, well, that's a glider.
That's a glider.
Right. Woo. Not that's not powered flight.
Yeah, he cannot gain altitude. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
And
right.
So, yeah, so we got birds.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally separate. Now,
right.
One of the interesting things, at least to me, mm-hmm. get a little bit of anatomy lesson,
uh-huh.
but a bird, that the wing of a bird is their complete arm.
Right.
Okay?
Right, yes.
Now, a bat's wing is its hand.
Okay, all right.
The fingers.
Right.
And you know you have that patagium, that web, uh-huh. that wing between those fingers.
Oh, okay, right.
And so they're in the order Chiroptera. You know those fake doctors we call chiropractors, right? That word chiro means hand. And it, supposedly they can lay hands on you and heal you, a chiropractor. So that chiro, I just lost all the chiropractors on the show. That chiro, chiroptera, is for bats. That hand,
wing, right.
That wing is
right.
made of a hand. So
right,
very,
right.
very different than a bird. And uh-huh. I just wanted to point that out.
Right, anatomically,
very different
right.
in how that wing is designed.
Right.
So really no convergence there. They both have kind of take a separate approach to being able to fly.
Right, to being able to get around.
Yeah.
They're both really light though, not heavy.
Well, there's restraints, of course, to the physical demands of flight.
Now what varieties of bats do we have in Florida? We have a bunch or just a few?
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about that. So in North America, as a whole, there's about 153 to 154 species.
Wow, that
okay?
many, right?
Yeah, they're very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
The most, I believe it's the most diverse branch of mammals is bats.
Huh.
Now, here in the Sunshine State, we have about 13 species.
13, that many.
So still, the little corner right. of America we're in has got a lot of bat species.
Okay, all right, so you don't know what you got out there. Now, do the species mix in the same bat box?
Well, some will use a bat house, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Some won't use a bat house at
some
all.
Some won't.
Oh, okay.
Some will use Spanish moss.
Oh, they're up in that moss. Okay.
Some will get under palm fronds.
Okay.
Right? So they have natural areas. And what one thing I want you to think about with bats, with those 13 species, think about 13 species of anything else. Let's use birds, for
example. Right.
They're all very different.
Yeah.
They're birds,
different
and
colors.
They fly.
Yeah.
They're different colors. They're very different. Right. Same thing with bats.
And they only mate with their own kind.
Right. So you got those 13 species of bats, very different from each other. So primarily on a bat house in Florida, what you're going to get, and I've got this written down here, is you're going to get the main one you're going to get is the Brazilian free-tailed bat.
Okay, the Brazilian free-tailed.
And it's a native, even though it's called Brazilian.
Okay.
But the free-tailed bat, you're going to, the next most common in a bat house will be an evening bat.
An evening bat, okay.
And then big brown bat.
Big brown bat.
Maybe a Seminole bat.
A Seminole bat, okay.
And if you're real lucky, if you're down in South Florida, you could even get the endangered Bonnet bat.
But back to my question, these bat house bats, will they mix in the same house?
They will, but here's what I've observed, right? You may
they
have...
They like have their area, their quarters.
Right,
their
right.
quarters.
They got their bedroom, and then over here on the
they
south
got
side.
Their hood.
Yeah. So I've seen them in the same structure, but then like apart, right?
Now,
so that's
now, do we have them vampire bats that like bite and suck blood?
Right, right. We do not.
We do not.
Now, there is a such thing as a vampire bat, does drink blood, but that
has
is not...
fangs.
Right,
okay.
And that's...
Now, these bats we have, the 13 species, are they dangerous? Will they bite a person ever?
No. They're very safe.
Completely cool. Okay.
And I tell you, a bat is very much more afraid of you than you should ever be of a bat. And they're going to do everything they can.
Yeah, I've had one in the house before, and he was afraid of me.
Yeah. He did not come at you. He did not want to,
but I tried to hit him with a stick, and I could not. They're pretty quick, you know.
Right.
But so, now, what kind of insects do they eat?
So they just eat, the best way to explain it is flying insects.
Okay.
So
anything that flies, it's fair game.
If it flies, it dies. Mm-hmm. And they feed at night because they're bats, so nighttime insects.
Okay.
So a one that we all loathe here in Florida is our state bird, the mosquito.
The mosquito. They eat a lot of them.
They eat mosquitoes. And one bat could eat 1,000 flying insects a night.
Wow, just one.
Now, these bat houses we're going to visit. You know, we're going to do a live stream.
Okay, and y'all going to see that.
And everybody's going to see that in the upcoming episode. One of those bat houses that I've designed, just one of them can hold anywhere from, let's say, 5,000 to 10,000.
Wow, boy, that's more than one of them condos in Miami.
Right. Even more than that. And so
a bat condo.
So do the math on that. How many flying insects?
Now I've heard they're controlling. That we have fewer lightning bugs now. People have speculated because of bats. They're eating them lightning bugs. Do you think there's any truth to that?
No, there's no truth to that.
They don't like a lightning bug.
Well, one of the things about bats is they're not necessarily selecting just lightning bugs.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't just decide, okay, we're going to take out all the lightning bugs.
But they would eat one if they come up on him, you think?
A little more random of them coming across one. But I tell you what they love, they're just like us. Like if you had a choice between one of them little crystal burgers and a big burger at Ralph's Burger, which one are you going to offer?
Big burger at Ralph's
Burger. Right, right. So
I've never had a crystal burger,
right. Good. So if you saw a little lightning bug, but then you saw this big moth.
Oh, they like moths.
Yeah.
Oh, I like them already.
And that's
moths are aggravating.
Yeah, and that's another big advantage of bats is they take out a lot of those insects.
They probably take out them like leaf miner moths that mess up your citrus trees.
All of those that hurt agriculture.
Yeah.
Like your corn earbud moth.
Right.
Those worms.
That leaf miner moth,
There's a worm, but in the life cycle is a moth, and these bats love
them. So one of these houses we're going to go to, hopefully, is own a huge dairy, so they like them out there for their influence.
Yeah, dairies grow a lot of crops.
They do. They grow that silage.
To feed the dairy cows. So any insect control is a benefit for them.
And we're going to go out there at the evening when they drop down, y'all.
Right.
And we're going to show you some of that.
Yeah.
It would be Bat City, you know.
Yeah. And one last point, they're very good for agriculture. It's great to have one in your yard. If you could you could do a smaller bat house. Uh-huh. You don't have to do one that holds 10,000.
Right.
But I'm going to put some bat house plans
on
our website.
Now, are they going to have to pay for them plans?
That's going
to
be free.
I hear that, y'all.
So go to the palmandpine.net.
Palmandpine.net.
And there'll be a link there where you can download the bat house plans.
Where there are 5 ways to support the podcast. So we can continue to bring you this podcast.
Yeah, you could drop something. You could drop something on that Buy Me a Coffee
link. They will be for free, but you could give us a little tip.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you put that bat house in your yard, you're going to have, them bug zapper lights.
But they still have to build it. It's just the plans. You know,
right. So you know those bug zapper lights?
Yes.
Okay, you could go buy one of those for $50.
Right. Yeah.
But if you put this bat house up from these plans I'm going to show you, and you mount it on a pole in an open area, that's tantamount to buying 400 of those bug zappers.
And it's not going to break in a month.
Right.
It's going to be there for years
and
if you do it right.
And it doesn't need any electricity. So you're going to get 400 bug zappers.
Okay, of the 13 species, who knows what you're going to get.
Yeah, you'll probably get those free tails, maybe some evening bass, but they're going to be beneficial for you.
But, speaking of the crypto tip that you can give us on our website, we were thinking about crypto the other day, Steve and I, and it is risky, We're not telling anyone to buy this or invest in that. Any market-driven thing is very risky, and do your own research before you do anything. And thinking of all that, you know, I wrote a little song that might raise public awareness as to how risky it is.
Well, that's one of the forms, the way we communicate.
We might do that right now.
Get this to the young podcast. People. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. I'm always game. I love to sing and play instruments.
And so...
I guess I was born with it, Doug. You're learning.
Yeah, we are born with that comedian in us and showman in us, you know.
Well, I was born with that musical talent, but I'm glad you're picking it up a little
bit. Okay, so this is a little thing I call the S-Coin Blues, and Steve, you have not heard it yet, and there's the chorus. You can join me on the chorus, and I'm going to give you your normal chicken feed and can here for this here.
Okay.
And this is just a simple blues song, so there's going to be a chorus in the middle and then two at the end, okay? So here we go.
All right. What's the name of this song, Doug?
Called the S-Coin Blues. So if you would just start by giving us a beat. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. S-Coin Blues. Well, I knew a boy named Bob back in my hometown. When we were kids, we used to clown around. Then he got a big job out in Big D. He was moving on up, it was plain to see. He had girls and cars and diamonds on his hands. He had a big old house out in Jerry World Land. Then along came a friend, said, there's a new game in town. It's called a meme-based crypto. Won't you lay your money down? Well, Bob was all in. He gave him all he had. He even called and got money from his dear old dad. Well, next thing you know, old Bob was looking for a job, and then I'd heard he moved back in with his mom. Said he caught the Holy Ghost and had a change of plans. Said it wasn't just the money that made up the man. Well, I was really proud of the peace that Bob had found until I ran into his mama one day up in town. She said it weren't no ghost, more like a kick in the groin, because he lost his ass on Hawk to a coin. He's got them S-Coin Blues, S-Coin Blues. Lord have mercy, what's wrong? Well, join me now. Blockchain, meme coin, they're not all the same. You better read up on it before you play that game. They got fart coin, air coin, nickels and change. They even got a coin with a turd in its name. You got them S-Coin Blues, boys. You got them S-Coin Blues.
Watch that S-Coin.
I'm going to tell you all about it now. Well, Tom, he was MAGA from his head to his toes, and when Trump had a rally, he just had to go. He was in the crowd on January the 6th. He had a Trump tattoo just below his left tit. So when Trump came out with that meme-based coin, Tom was all in, he just had to join.
Oh, yeah.
Well, next thing you know, Tom was living in a tent. I asked old Tom where had all the loot went. He said it happened so fast I didn't know what to do. I said, you got rug pulled by orange Cheeto juice. You got them S-Coin Blues, them S-Coin Blues. Lord have mercy, what's wrong with you? Blockchain, meme coin, they're not all the same. You better read up on it before you play that game. They got fart coin, air coin, nickels and change. They even got a coin with a turd in its name. You got the mess coin blues. You got the mess coin blues. One more time now, sing it with me now. You got the mess coin blues, the mess coin blues. Lord have mercy, what's wrong with you? Blockchain, meme coin, they're not all the same. You better read up on it before you play that game. They got fart coin, air coin, nickels and change. They even got a coin with a turd in its name. They got the mess coin blues, boys. You got the mess coin blues. You got the mess coin blues, boy. You got the mess coin blues. Yeah, you do.
Watch out with them S coins.
It weren't no ghost.
Nope. No. Better stick with the tried and true.
He done pulled and gone to Spain.
That hot Tua coin. Watch that hot Tua.
S coin blue. S-Coin Blues. There you have it.
You do not want them S-Coin Blues. I'm going to tell you, we had a little S-Coin Blues yesterday going on around this country.
I'm telling you. So the song was just fitting for that.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Right off the... Very timely. I think they said like $91 billion was lost yesterday.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, I didn't sell, so I didn't lose anything. In fact, I did some buying, so, you know, that's how you do it.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. Be careful out there. Do your homework. So.
Yeah, I tell you what. Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, Doug, I got a short news story. I think we have
you
time.
You think we have time for it? Okay.
Yeah, let's roll into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Kaylee Knight. Kaylee, thanks for coming.
All right, Douglas. Hey, I got one short news story, and I'll lead off with, and then I'm gonna hand it to you with anything else. You know, Douglas, we Gen X. I think that's okay. What we are. And you know, things were different the way we were raised, right? Like the amount of time our parents spent with us, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, like if there was any, let's just say, like after school activities. Let's say you wanted to be play baseball or something like that. You know, our parents were kind of like, back then at Gen X, like, well, if you're going to play that baseball, you better find you a ride home. Because I don't think that school bus is going to wait for that baseball practice, right?
Right.
So that's kind of how they parented.
Yeah. They weren't into taking us places like that. Yeah.
No. And if you had a baseball game, they might come, they might not. It's kind of, depends on what they got going, But, in the modern era, this Gen Z, the millennials, right? And I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing, but uh-huh. It's the other extreme.
Yeah, helicopter parents.
Helicopters. Whoa. That's what I'm getting at today with this news story. And these helicopter parents. Now, this just happened. Now, this is a good example of not being at the helicopter extreme, but kind of going back to old times, old ways of doing things. This has been something our parents might would have done, with us.
Right.
It may have happened to you, Douglas.
Drop us off at swimming lessons.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They don't stay for swim lessons. They drop you off and kind of complain about even doing that, But it might have you help unload a package unit or something on the way. Dad has stopped like at a job on the way to unload you for practice.
Come home with a chainsaw one day and just give it to you.
Yeah, get to work. I need you to clear this fence line. And no training, right? But let me read this headline to you. This just happened just a few days ago. This is fresh news, folks. Here we go. Parents accused of leaving teen on the side of the interstate, I-75.
All right, yes.
With a bag full of handguns telling him, and cash, also a little bit of cash, and just told him, hey, fend for yourself till we get back from our vacation. So, if this was 1982, I don't think that would have even made the news, right? Just dropped old boy off. Like, he didn't want to go.
Well, you think you'd drop him off in town.
Out on the interstate.
I'm not following the 75
thing. Out on the interstate, yeah. Now, he was 16. 16 years old.
Yeah.
And
because if you go and hold somebody up, they're going to keep driving by on the interstate. Right.
He had a sack with him with a .40 caliber.
Okay.
And a 9mm.
Okay.
So he had two sidearms. Okay. Right? And a little bit of cash kind of get him by. I think it was like $12. And again, if this had been 1982, $12 would have bought a lot of food back then. He'd have been in good shape. He had his handguns,
Well, they wanted to see what he would do. He might have made something out of it himself.
Well,
he,
they all loaded up. They were down there, I think it was Pinellas or Hillsborough. Uh-huh. They all loaded up in the family car, going on vacation. Maybe they were going up. They might have been going up to.
But he wasn't going with them.
Well, no, he loaded up, and they might have been going to the Smoky Mountains. I don't know, where they headed up to. Maybe going to see some fall leaves. The leaf change or whatever. Well, I guess they got in the car, and the young man's like, "Well, I don't want to go."
Oh, I'm getting it now. There was an argument.
And I thought we would look at, with this particular story, Douglas, I thought we'd look at that, you know, Dennis Lima, Sheriff of Seminole County.
Yes, yes.
I thought we'd look at that Lima Category 3.
This is that third category, poor parenting.
Poor parenting.
Yes, yes, right.
Or
right,
it could be good parenting, right? That's what we got. That's what our in-depth analysis on this show, we've got to determine that today, Douglas.
Because they gave him two firearms, I wonder how many they had left.
Don't just read the news on this show. You and I dig into it, and we're going to find out, okay, is this good parenting or bad parenting? I'm good with the 40 cal and the 9 mil. I think he had about 10 rounds for each handgun.
Yeah.
A little bit of cash, right? And, you know, the young man just didn't want to go.
Uh-huh.
He just flat told him, hey, I'm not going. I don't want to go.
Right,
they gave him option A or option B. Option A, you can go along and not complain, enjoy the Smoky Mountains. We're going to see some leaves turning colors. We're going to go by a corn maze.
They were probably going to that theme park in southern Georgia where you can drink liquor.
That's probably where they were. Well, again, we don't know that. We don't know that.
No.
Right. But that could that could certainly color what type of parent we're what type of parents we're dealing with. Now, you know, if they would have been like our mom and dad, they would have legitimately been going to see the leaves change. We probably would have even went to church when we were up there. You know what I mean? Like on a Sunday. If we were up there on Sunday traveling, we'd have stopped at some random church, right? And that's a different category of parenting, right?
Right, we don't know that. Right, right.
But we do know that, you know, if we would have complained enough to our mom and dad, I don't know if they'd have dropped us off on I-75, but it might have been an option B for us too. I never pushed it that far.
Dad wouldn't have dealt with it that way.
Well,
yeah, that's not how it would have worked out.
Yeah. Well. So anyway, let
so
me.
So how did the sheriff's department get involved?
Well, so here's
I
this.
I see that's coming. Here. Okay.
Here's this kid walking along I-75 with a bag, carrying a bag, right? I don't know if it was nothing too unusual about that so far. Right,
yeah.
Right. That's kind of normal Florida stuff. But anyway, an officer spotted him. A sheriff's officer spotted him, and anyway, pulled over, found a boy. And he said, you know, he had the two handguns and some cash just in the bag. And so basically the boy just kind of informed him as like, here's what happened. They were going on a trip and I didn't want to go.
Okay.
And they threw me out of the car and said, here's two handguns. Here's some cash, and we'll be back when we're back. They didn't give him like a date. They just said, when we get back, we'll be back.
He was freelance.
You're freelance. You're on your own. And but you can best believe they were able to track these people down.
Oh,
the sheriff's office is real good at
they
tracking.
Got cameras all up and down them roads.
Yeah.
son, about what time did they drop you off?
They tried calling them first. They had their phone numbers, and the sheriff says every time they tried to call Mr. Santos, that's the dad,
uh-oh,
he would just hang up on them.
Oh, you know? Wrong.
And yeah. But anyway, they got to him. They were able to track him down, and they lived in Wachula.
They tracked him down up there near Macon or somewhere?
Well, I think they got him when they came back. And anyway, as of this past Wednesday, today's Saturday, but as of this past Wednesday, they were still
out alone because they're in jail.
They're in the Sarasota County Jail. Each of them have a $500,000 bond. You know, there was a similar.
He must have been an irritating little kid, boy.
I guess so. You know, you're tooling along there.
Talk about getting under your skin.
Yeah, you're driving along there on I-75. We all know how maddening that is, right? That freaking I-75. You on there six lanes, and you're over there trying to pass, and there's always somebody camping out in the passing lane. You know, it's just. And then you got this freaking 16-year-old in the back seat just complaining. You trying to take them on a trip.
Yeah.
And they just going to complain about it. So. You know, I guess they had a belly full of it. And, you know, they say, all right, well, if you're going to complain, we're going to give you option B. Here you go.
They have other problems.
Yeah, now they got some other problems. But, oh, my goodness. Well, you got anything, Douglas?
Yeah, I have a little, if we have time.
I have
a little news story. This is out of Palm Beach, Palm Beach, and it was kind of surprising to me. And this is a very interesting story, and it's informative, I think, to you guys, because David Johnson, he had his office broke into down there in North Palm Beach, and a bunch of collectible items stolen.
Ooh.
And the crook, they did catch the crook, Tom Millay, something like that, 40, of Riviera Beach. And here's the problem. He took some collectible presidential coins that were worth $1,000 apiece, and there were 33 of them.
This is, we're not talking about the Hawktua coin.
No, no, no. This is a real coins. Like gold or platinum coin.
Okay.
This is like a platinum coin that weighs almost an ounce. So this guy took 33 of them in addition to other stuff. It was all of Mr. Johnson's stuff. It totally broke him, he said. And,
oh, my goodness.
So now if you're a crook and you take 33 presidential dollars, now, the same shape as an ordinary dollar.
Yeah.
You know, so what might you do? You might take them to a pawn shop to have them assessed, because they probably looked a little different,
Think. I mean, some of them be worth this much, some would be worth that much.
Know, you might do that. You might take them to a jeweler.
Sure.
Yeah, no, get some not this guy. He takes them to the Coinstar machine in Walmart.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He did. He dropped them 33 puppies in there, and he got $26.95 out. So he didn't even get the 33, because they got that fee, you know.
They charged him
a fee. And he went and bought some beer, and that's all he wanted. Now, I think Coinstar, the Coinstar machines, and this is informative for you guys out there, I think they have a policy. Once you drop it in,
it's
there.
right.
It's there.
That's it. There you go.
The man's done picked it up, emptied it, and it's gone. So they probably make a little money that way, because he didn't get the coins back. So they were long gone in the Coinstar machines.
Do we have any idea of the value? What the
they were a grand apiece. I'm telling you, these presidential dollars, they were like, it was like an ounce of pure platinum or pure gold.
Wow.
Are you with me?
Wow. That Biden coin, though, is only like $200.
Yeah, it was probably platinum and looked like an ordinary dollar, you know, but he ought to have known from the density and the weight of it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I better, and you know, the man was collecting them, you know. I might not take it to the Coinstar machines. So.
Florida man don't care about that kind of
stuff. No, he doesn't worry about that. He just wants a drink of liquor. And the Coinstar people said, no, once it drops in the slot. So you guys look at the dollars and stuff you had, and it's kind of interesting, because I had a half dollar. Somebody gave me some half dollars, said, go spend these. And I started looking. One of them was like a 66, 67 Kennedy half dollar, and I read later that it was 40% silver, and it was worth $5.
There you go.
I didn't know I had it. So you want to look at that change before you drop
it. Don't just drop it in the
coin store. Before you drop it. Okay. And a nickel itself, it's made out of real nickel. It's the most valuable coin we have. Hmm. So you might want to hang on to all your nickels. But look at those dollars and half dollars, because Coinstar's not giving it back to you.
Yeah, I wonder how much Coinstar's making, like you said.
That's probably one of the things that they make money on, is people dropping valuable half dollars and dollars into the Coinstar machine.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So this guy learned the hard way.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So the crook got caught. He's in jail. And the man lost all his
coins,
possessions.
Coinstar.
Yes, it's long gone.
They're gone. Right?
Long gone.
It's kind of like that fire, that insurance company, when you had that apartment fire.
Right.
It's all gone. If you burn down your house with a George Foreman grill, they got one response. It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah. You can forget it.
Yeah, it's all gone.
That's that. So,
man. Okay. Well, good stuff right there.
So a lot
good
going
stuff.
On. Bats is going to be the bat house thing going on. We got the S-Coin Blues going on. A lot of people singing the S-Coin Blues right now. And then we're going to...
One more thing too, Douglas. Day 72 of no response from the Bigfoot Field Research Organization.
They're getting on our nerves.
I tell you what,
we still have that
72.
Free raffle coming in early December. Our free raffle. We're going to live stream it. We might do YouTube now. We'll see.
Yep.
And you'll be informed ahead of time of that live stream.
Yeah. And when we do this bat house, we will kick that out on the social media to let you know where to tune in. We're going to try to live stream it
if we can.
Depending, we're going to be out in the woods.
Yes,
we're going to do our best. But we certainly will have a full episode. Out there with the bats.
Right, absolutely.
And, so you're going to enjoy that.
Right.
I think that's it for
today. That's it.
All right. We'll enjoy this cool weather. We hope y'all do too. And keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal,
or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.